And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up tonight at 7 p.m. in the Treene Auditorium on the campus of Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, the Louisiana Folklife Center presents a Multicultural Christmas. This concert is co-sponsored by the NSU Office of Cultural Diversity and the Louisiana School of Math, Science, and the Arts, and will benefit the Cane River Children's Services in Natchitoches. Joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios are Shane Rasmussen, director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University, along with Jennifer Carley, who is the CEO of the Cane River Children's Services, and Angie Corville, who is the Director of Human Resources at Cane River Children's Services in Natchitoches. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Absolutely.
So let's start out. Shane, tell us about the Multicultural Christmas Concert. What are folks going to hear about this concert?
Wow. Well, you know, Christmas brings people together. And what this concert is it's a way for people to come together in an ecumenical community to really basically celebrate the best things about Christmas. You know, Christmas, you know, frankly, I have five kids, and I'm very much aware that presents are wonderful. And I love those aspects of Christmas, too. But Christmas is something deeper because the season brings out the best in the human spirit as people put aside differences, as they reconcile themselves between each other, as they in a sense, it brings out this reminder that we need to get outside of ourselves in a very real way. You know, look at volunteerism around the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. People come together, and they're giving of their time and their resources to help other people. It's a very real season of giving. And so when they come, they're going to have folks from all around the community, whether it's the Tunica Biloxi Youth Warriors singing Silent Night or We Wish You a Merry Christmas, or, for example, the Natchitoches NSU Horn Society, which is students from all around the state coming together in this NSU Horn Society. And they're going to just do some fantastic numbers, including some from Handel's Messiah or the Detention Center Choir. They've joined us before, and they are a knockout group. They have a band that is just really great. Hardrick Rivers is going to be there, and he's a Natchitoches legend, and he's going to be there with his band playing some wonderful songs, or the Angels Praise Dance Group. So folks from around the community that are going to share their own feelings of joy and love that have been inspired by the season, and they're going to share them with everyone. And then we're going to conclude, as always, with a group rendition of Silent Night.
Bringing that Christmas spirit across the culture and bringing this spirit of giving together. This is a fundraising event, is it not?
You bet.
And in the past, you have fundraised for the Dove Center down there, is that correct?
Yeah.
So you've changed. Let us know why you're changing this year.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we are more than happy to be supporting the Cane River Children's Services, but one of the reasons why is because Doves, when they went out of business, they were a nonprofit and they were not able to get the funding. I don't know all the details, but they had to shut down.
Yeah.
And we had supported them for 4 years, and we were proud to do so. As everyone knows, Doves was a retreat center for women and children escaping domestic violence and abuse. And we were proud to support them. But in this day and age, you know, we're still in a recession. And as a reminder to us all that we need to really come together to support other people. And one of the ways that you can do that in a very real way is supporting those nonprofits that without our community behind them run a very real risk of perhaps shutting their doors.
And to that end, this year you are supporting the Cane River Children's Services. So I'm going to turn to Jennifer. Jennifer, can you tell me a little bit about your mission and scope? What is it that the Cane River Children's Services does? And what are your needs right now?
Well, Cane River is a private nonprofit organization whose mission involves the provision of treatment and residential services for children with emotional and behavior problems. And those problems usually evolve over time as a result of sexual abuse, domestic violence, or childhood trauma. And we specialize in working with kids who have emotional and behavioral problems and trying to find ways for healing and growth, ways to enrich their lives and overcome adversities and meet the challenges of life. And, you know, many of us have challenges in life, just like Shane was talking about with the nonprofit groups. Right now in this economy, it's really a challenge. It's really difficult to find ways to meet the needs of people. So coming together is an awesome way to show that we support others in need. And there's so many different ways that each of us can do that. Whether it's through financial giving, whether it's a creative multicultural concert and trying to bring people together, whether it's volunteering. But each of us have ways that we can give what we've been blessed with in life. So that's kind of the focus of what we're trying to do, because I think nonprofit organizations have such a rich wealth of ways that they can invest in people. And when you invest in people, then it can make such a huge difference in your community and what the future is going to look like.
And Jennifer, when Doves closed down, you actually worked with them in that transition phase and had worked with them before?
Yes. Our board of directors at Cane River worked with the board of directors from Doves, which is the Domestic Violence Education and Support Group. And we have a parallel mission in working with children who are exposed to domestic violence. So we tried to find a way that we would be able to continue some form of services in the Natchitoches area. So thankfully, we have just been approved for a grant that will support a counselor at the Community Counseling Center who will focus on domestic violence education and counseling services, and hopefully work with law enforcement and the DA's office to seek protective orders and things that women and children might need. So we're really excited about that, and glad that the mission and the spirit of Doves can continue working within our community, because there are a great number of people who need those services.
And Angie, if folks wanted to maybe get involved, come out and volunteer, are there places for them to come out and help you out at the Cane River Children's Services?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of different programs. One thing that makes our program really unique is we have a sponsor and mentor program. And what we like to do is try to find healthy families who can mentor and help some of these kids that don't have family members or don't have family members that are very healthy, invest in their life and be a part of their family and be a part and see how a healthy family works, you know, from the inside out instead of just looking from the outside in. And so we look for people that want to invite these kids into their lives to some degree, you know, and kind of reproduce themselves and those good things about themselves.
So that, although monetary, you know, funding obviously is needed, there's also just human energy needed to help these children out as well.
We also have, you know, volunteers and groups that will come and sponsor events for the kids so that they can interact with them. It's kind of like having more cheerleaders on your team. The more cheerleaders you have, the harder you play, you know, and the more likely you are to succeed. And that's what a lot of these kids need. They need positive cheerleaders on their team who will, you know, help them and encourage them to reach their potential.
So what are the financial resources and obstacles that you all face for this coming year, this fiscal year? What do you need?
I think one of the obstacles that we have are the funding cuts that we've experienced across the state and across the nation. Secondly, there's a decrease in donations because everybody is struggling. So we have to find creative ways that we can reach out and help. Some of that, like I said, is if you're able to share financially, that's wonderful. But if you're not, then there's also time, talents, and creativity that when we put our heads together, there's ways that we can find to enrich other people's lives.
So if somebody out there listening right now wanted to get involved with you, who would they contact and how would they go about that?
They would call the main facility number, which is 318-352-9349, or they can contact the agency through an email through Dr. Shane Rasmussen at Northwestern State University. Whoever might be connected with the agency, ask.
And I'm sure that you'll have plenty of information that people can get at the concert tonight.
Absolutely.
This is a free event.
Okay.
Donations are more than welcome, but if you happen to be driving down Kaiser or something like that tonight in Natchitoches and you think, oh, the concert, just come. Okay. Just join us in celebrating really the message of the Cane River Children's Center and the same message that Dove's was, that there is hope. That we do make a difference, and we make a difference when we come together, especially.
And so when you say donations are welcome, these are donations for the Cane River Children's Services
Center?
You bet.
All the donations will go to them.
How do I find out what you need and what I can bring?
Well, we have a list of things that people can bring. Lots of different things that are related to children's needs. So we have some kids that are young, elementary age. We could use bicycle helmets. We could use basketballs, footballs, jump ropes, hula hoops. If you're driving around and you have some extra change in your pocket, you could put that into the donation box. For some of the older kids, DVD movies, like PG, G rated movies, or twin sheets for bed sets for older kids who are trying to figure out how they're going to start making it on their own pretty soon. So we serve a variety of ages, and we have a variety of programs. Whether they're residential services, we have a transitional living program that prepares young people to further their education and have some support in learning how to live independently. We have a counseling center that we started last year as services are changing and looking new ways we can reach the community. So I would just encourage somebody to come. And if they don't have anything with them, come and enjoy the spirit of the evening. It may be that just your time is what's going to bless us by coming to this event. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of ways that you can share, but follow your heart and what you're being moved to do.
So just by being there, you might discover a deeper meaning behind the Christmas season and the holiday season.
Absolutely.
You bet. Well, you know, just in closing, I want to remind everyone, this is going to be a dynamite concert. When it all gets down to it, the music is inspired. These are traditional songs played by folks from around your community. And the music's going to be fantastic, and the message is going to be one of hope. So please, come out and join us.
All right. Shane, Jennifer, and Angie, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University, along with Jennifer Carley, who is the CEO at Cane River Children's Services at Natchitoches, and Angie Corville, who is the Human Resources Manager at Cane River Children's Services in Natchitoches, and they join me today in our Knoll Foundation studios. They're presenting a multicultural Christmas tonight at 7 p.m. in Treen Auditorium on the campus of Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. You can contact the Louisiana Folklife Center online at Louisiana Folklife Center, or you can call them at 318-357-4332. That's 318-357-4332. If you would like to get involved in the Cane River Children's Services in Natchitoches, you can contact them at 318-352-9349. That's 318-352-9349. If you or your organization would like to be featured on a Red River Radio Spotlight, you can give us a call at 800-552-8502 during normal business hours. All this information will be posted on our website, and this has been a Red River Radio Spotlight. And for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.